Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on Close Up Radio. This is Jim Masters. A pleasure to have you here. We're also honored to welcome Doreen South to our show. She has earned and recognized a reputable. This is really incredible, the story. So get ready, folks, because you're going to be very inspired by it. She's recognized as a reputable conduit for spirit and as a global traditional worker. We're going to talk about what that means. This is part one of her exclusive two-part series with us here on Close Up Radio. She is also certified by the First Nation Education Institute, but her call just disconnected, so we're going to dial back to make sure that everything works out because we've been trying to reach her.
Hello.
Doreen, you're there? Great.
I am. Okay. Call dropped like in seconds. I'm glad I'm here.
We're glad you're here as well. We're just doing the intro, so we're within 2 seconds welcoming everybody to our show. She's certified by the First Nation Education Institute and has years of formal training. Doreen is a highly sought-after spiritual practitioner who communicates with angels and divine helpers and spirit guides. She's a biological cell phone between the earth world and the divine spirit world, heaven. Doreen brings messages from angels and our loved ones that have passed over to provide comfort, love, help, and healing to their messages. In fact, for those who fear death, she affirms that we never die. Doreen explains that being on earth is not about life and death. It is a cycle of birth and rebirth. In other words, we birth into the physical when our physical body ends. We rebirth back to the spirit. This includes our fur babies and animals who teach us life lessons about the beauty of unconditional love. In the spirit world, Doreen tells us that we can progress from one realm to another, and whatever healing we were not able to do on earth, we can effectively do in the heavenly realm. Another valuable part of the sacred work that she does is guiding earthbound spirits who have been afraid to cross over into the light for a safe transition. Doreen teaches that when we receive messages of love from higher beings, that heals trauma, giving a sense of genuine joy. This joy helps people make their best life choices, thus achieving a wonderful sense of self-acceptance and purpose. Doreen pronounces that when we shine our light, a ripple effect is created that brings a positive change to our family, friends, and to all humanity. She's joining us from Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. Again, this is part one of an exclusive two-part series. This is live, but also being archived, so you'll be able to hear this again and share it with loved ones and friends. Let's welcome Doreen to Close Up Radio Live once again. Doreen, welcome to the show. It's a pleasure to have you with us today.
I'm happy to be here. Thank you, Jim.
You're very, very welcome. How have you been, and how is life treating you, and are you having a great day today?
I am having a good day. Life is good. Happiness is not a spontaneous reaction. It is a state of mind. And in spite of our challenges, Jim, as long as we maintain that state of mind, I am worthy of happiness. I attract happiness. I am happiness. Then we can work through a lot of challenges in a safe and good way.
Exactly right. And I'm a Libra, so I'm all about balance and harmony myself. We strive for that, and we strive to share it with the world too. Not always easy sometimes, but you try to do it, and the effort is what really counts. You know, we're talking about the extraordinary work that you do, which isn't really work. It's a calling. It's a passion. It's a reflection of who you are. When did you first really appreciate, know, and understand that you had these sacred gifts? And was this something that you discovered, or did Did people start to notice this in you, or was it a combination of things in your life?
Well, it's a journey, actually. Even as a young child, I would have dreams that would come true. I would see that then as a child, I would call ghosts walking through the house. And I could feel people's feelings, but I didn't understand any of this. It was quite frightening. I have three older sisters, all who are gifted in different ways. And we used to gather in the mornings and talk about what we dreamt and so on. And I was around, I'd say 15-ish, when we had our little circle. And I said, when I graduate from high school, this is a direct quote that I received from spirits, from the angels. When I graduate from high school, I'm going to meet people who understand this stuff. And Jim, as Providence would have it, I graduated from high school, and I was guided to my first teachers. And I began formal academic and practicum discipline in these gifts. I was 18 at the time when I started.
That's amazing. That's beautiful to have it recognized and early like that. Did you have formal training along the way, or did it just sort of develop on its own?
No. I had formal training. I met my first teachers in 1969, and I sat. We had academic training in the classes, and then we had practical training where we sat in complete darkness. Not even a pinhole of light was allowed in the room, so that all of our spirit senses, our gifts would come on as, you know, as whatever we had at the time and unfolded. And so then we would do various exercises to receive and to give messages. And these teachers were so enlightened, you could not fake it. You could not fool around in their training, and they would know. I'm very, very blessed. My whole life has been guided by the divine.
That's incredible. That's quite beautiful. What could actually take place in an actual session? What do you experience in a session?
Well, I have a client who's given me permission to play about 1 minute of our time together on a recording, and I have it set up to go. So, the whole recording is like 6 minutes, but I've just brought it to the end because our time together is limited. So, with your permission, I will play this recording, this 1 minute
recording.
That sounds
great. Okay. Looking forward to it.
Yes. Always strive, always push yourself to move forward to be more. And then he says, because you are more. You are. Oh my God, he's crying. That is so spirit felt, what he just said to you. That comes from the core of his spirit. Do you swear? Do you say the F word?
Yeah.
Oh, he just told on you. He just told me she says the F word. Oh, my goodness. That's too funny.
And there it is.
Give me
time. Okay, so that's 1 minute of an hour session.
It sounds like it really gets quite deep and emotional, huh?
It does, because it comes through me, not from me. So when the spirit cries, I cry, because it's coming through me. When they laugh, I laugh. If they use a deeper tone of voice, that's what comes through me, right? Even their personality, the way they talk, comes through me. And in this particular clip that she sent, I was asked to channel her dad. And he gave her guidance on career path, talked about her personality and what she would be very compatible for. And, of course, we have free will, so it's entirely up to her which career path she decided on. So it's, there's no cookie cutter to this, Jim. It's so individual. I never know what is going to take place until it's taking place. But it's all done in a state of sacredness, a state of grace, a state of protection for, you know, the people sitting with me and myself. It's very detailed, and there's ethics, and there's protocols.
It's really something. You can't really predict it. You really can't script it, right? It just flows. It just happens. You're the conduit of it all.
That's correct. That's the correct word. I'd like to backtrack just briefly and talk about my first time sitting with my masters. And what happened, and I'll go through it very briefly. So we're sitting in the total dark part of the practicum, and the one master says to me, "Work the circle." And what that means is, in this pitch darkness, I have to get up and connect right hand to right hand with the person to my left, and if I receive something, I deliver the message. I went around the entire room saying, pass, 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 pass. And I thought, why am I here? Why have I been guided here? Until I came to the second master. And I held her hand, and over top of her head appeared a white feather that was bent near the top. So I described it and then took my seat. So when you give a message in training, the people who receive get to speak to that. So this particular master, simply Florin, my spirit teacher's name is Bent Feather. And that was the only message I received on my first night of training.
Wow, but that's really something.
It was visual, yeah. So there can be symbolic messages, Jim. There can be literal messages. Sometimes it comes subliminally. We receive it through. Other times we see it outside of ourselves. And there's many, many different gifts and many different facets to those gifts.
There are a lot. And it really is something that is extraordinary. Spirit interference. Tell us about spirit interference.
This is
what that actually is.
Thank you for asking that question, Jim. This is pretty much an everyday situation. When we have trauma, whether it's mental, emotional, physical, spiritual, and we're stuck in the toxic mental, emotional energies of that trauma, we become vulnerable to earth bound spirits. These are spirits who are like hermit crabs. They're looking for a new house. They're looking for a new shell. And when we become vulnerable and they find us, what they do is they talk to our subconscious mind. So say things like, let me in. I understand what you're going through. I can help you. And because the subconscious mind has free will and accepts the suggestion from the earthbound spirit, that the connection is made. It's very similar to how a hypnotist works with their subject. Make sense?
Yeah, it does.
So,
does it happen often?
Oh, more than you know. More than you know. I could be sitting in session with someone and they'll say something like, I just keep having these horrible thoughts and I keep getting this pain in my body and the doctor can't find anything wrong and these thoughts just keep coming and my, you know, I can't shut it down. Right away, I know that there's a spirit with them that has made connection, and that's the interference. I have had three cases in my decades of work for the Creator where I was not successful in helping the spirit to leave the host and go. One of them was with a 28-year-old man, and he was around 14, and we're very vulnerable at the age of 14, by the way, but I'll explain that later. He kept going to his parents' room and saying, there's something in my room, and it wants to get me. And they're, you know, they poo-pooed it. And one night he came in, he said, please, let me stay in here. It's going to get me. And that was the night that it happened. So now I'm seeing this young man 10 years later. The spirit was beyond interfering. The spirit was now integrated, meaning that the whole time I spent, and the family sat there too, I got to speak with the original spirit of the body maybe 2 minutes. The other spirit was so strong that it would not relinquish control of the body. And that's over a course of 10 years. Now, understand there's three segments to this. There's the initial interference. If not identified in time, Jim, and the spirit rescues, the longer that spirit stays, it begins to integrate. It begins to make you want to have the type of alcohol that it used to drink, or wear the style of clothes he or she used to wear. And so it starts to integrate. There's a whole period of integration before we get into the final phase, which is possession. And with possession, there's the only way the original soul is going to be free is when that body deceases. And then both spirits are released. So these movies you see in Hollywood, they're not very factual. The one that I would say is closest is the movie The Sixth Sense. Whoever researched that did a darn good job. So there's phases, and each phase takes time. And I'm fortunate enough in 99.99% to be able to successfully rescue the spirits, to gently help them across into the light.
That's extraordinary. You know, we're talking about the spirit interference. How does one even know that the spirit is interfering with them, that the specific signs? Is it something that is also, like you mentioned a little bit, as far as describing what it is, but as far as how one recognizes that it's happening, does something physically happen to the person, the visual? Are there feelings in the air?
It's more recognizing that you're having thoughts and feelings, and it's not you. When people say, you know, I have these thoughts, or I have feelings, and this isn't me, it doesn't feel like me, that's a red flag right there. If it's not them, and they know themselves, then who is it? And then there's a whole gentle, respectful process we go through in order to speak directly with the spirit that's interfering. And basically it's like counseling and coaching that spirit and helping them to feel safe and ready to make that crossing. Then the host gets to witness it. The host actually witnesses the spirit crossing into the light and feels the separation and the clearing from their being, and then they know it's done. They just don't have somebody sitting across them saying, oh, I did it, it's all over, you're safe. No, they need to experience the separation and witness the transition, and that is doable, and then they know it's done.
It's amazing how that works. What about spirit rescue? What is that about?
That's the same thing. The rescue is when the spirit successfully agrees to cross over into the light and does. And the rescue happens because the interference is identified and resolved. So the rescue is actually the spirit crossing over. Yeah.
That's fantastic. That's amazing, really. The way you're breaking it out makes it so understandable and for people to really appreciate what goes into all of this. Also, you're a dream interpreter. What do you do? Well, what is a dream interpreter? And then what is some of the work you do as a dream interpreter?
That's a good question, Jim. I don't use any books that are out on the market. Again, it's divinely guided. The interpretation is given to me to repeat to the individual. There's different types of dreams. There's dreams of communication where we actually see our loved ones. Sometimes they talk with us and give us messages in our dreams. There's dreams that predict the future. There are dreams that are symbolic and some dreams that are literal. I'll share one of those symbolic dreams with you. A client called who actually works at the federal, in the position of the federal level of the Canadian government, and she called and she was extremely distraught. In her dream, she saw her little boy pass away and be buried. In the same dream, she was at a gathering outside, and she looked over, and she saw the boy walking toward her with the grave dirt on him, and she was freaked out. And she said, is my boy going to die? Can I prevent it? And what Spirit Helper said to her was this: so, you work for the government. Yes, she says. And you're working on a very special project right now that you call your baby. And she said, yes. I said, you're going to get word from higher up to shelve that. So for all intents and purposes, it's dead. I said, however, sometime later, higher up is going to say, okay, take it off the shelf, dust it off, because we're activating this plan again. It was several months, maybe even a year later, that she called me and she said, Doreen, everything that came through you happened. My project, the baby, was shelved, collected dust, and we've just taken it off the shelf to reactivate it. So she was able to move through those days peacefully, knowing that it was her project and not her child. So this work is very, very important, because with the wrong interpretation or somebody who pretends to do this and giving wrong information can leave people distressed.
I can see that. Yeah, I can see that. Are there different gifts involved to communicate with those who've passed into the spirit world?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Jim. When you consider, think of each spirit in the body coming in like a piano keyboard. We have every one of those keys, the white ones, the black ones, they're all there. We carry all those gifts. However, some of those keys are connected and attuned or tuned. Some keys are connected and need to be tuned. Some keys need to be connected to be tuned. And it's a different blend and combination for each of us, right? And so we all carry the gifts. I know many people say, well, I don't know what mine is, or I never experienced them. And they may indeed be experiencing them, Jim, because they're natural to us as spirits living through a body. They just may not recognize, because it feels so natural to them, that they are utilizing their gifts to resolve challenges and to move through life. So there are many, many different types of gifts. And you've heard of clear audience, that's mm-hmm. clear hearing. There's two types of clear hearing. There's direct voice, like you're hearing my voice right now. That's direct voice. It's outside of your ear. Indirect voice is when our loved ones, our divine helpers, speak to us through our mind. And it's very clear and it's very concise. That's indirect voice. There's clairvoyance. And there's so many different types of clairvoyance. There's objective literal, objective symbolic, subjective literal, subjective symbolic. There's x-ray clairvoyance, where you can literally see into the human body and the condition, where it is, what it looks like. There's many, many different types of clairvoyance. So when somebody says, oh, to me, oh, I'm clairvoyant, I say, well, which type do you have? They usually can't tell me, because they don't have the training in it, and I respect that. There's clairsentiousness, that's clear sensing, clear feeling. You don't see it, you don't hear it, but you feel it so clearly you can describe it in detail. So there's different types of gifts and different types of gifts are within the title of the umbrella, so to speak.
Yeah. What would you say, it sounds like there's many, I mean, we pretty much answered this already, but briefly in the time we have, and this is part one of a two-part series, so there'll be more on the next episode, elaborate more, but standout benefits of having a session that you have discovered?
The benefits of having a session is getting clear. It's the clarity people can achieve, because we don't tell people what to do. We present. And we present in ways, let's say someone is looking at going to college or university and they have two or three choices. Their divine helpers have a way of looking at those two or three institutes and give the pluses and minuses. Somebody may be looking at changing jobs and they have two or three opportunities where they're applying. And we're able to look at those opportunities, give insight into the work environment, personnel, attitudes, the culture of that environment, so that they can make their best choice. But the choice is always there.
That's so, right. Absolutely.
We people ask us about their physical wellness, and always I preempt it by saying, when we speak to you, we are not speaking as medical professionals. You must consult your medical team, and then
exactly.
Situation. This is one elderly right. woman, Jim. I saw something with her gallbladder, and so she went to her doctor, and the doctor had the ultrasound done and said, how did you know? Because there's not enough stones in there yet, to give you symptoms. And she said, my psychic told me. And he said, well, it's a good thing, he said, because now we can take care of this early on before you have the symptoms. So there's so many different ways that we can help people,
there
Jim.
Are. Absolutely. I want to let folks know that you'll be back tomorrow at noon Eastern. That's Friday the 19th at noon Eastern for part two. We look forward to that. And folks can go to Doreen South, DoreenSouth.com to learn more and connect with Doreen. Doreen, this was a real pleasure. Great speaking with you again. And hopefully we'll be doing some more down the line as well. It's a pleasure. It's eye-opening. It's insightful. And it's very empowering what you're doing, and it's beautiful work. So thanks for sharing a bit of it with us here on Close Up Radio today. A pleasure, and I hope you enjoy the time with me. It's just I absolutely have with you.
It's been wonderful. Thank you, Jim. I've enjoyed every moment, and I hope that our listening audience has gained some useful insight and information as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You as well, Doreen. DoreenSouth.com is the website. It is extraordinary and a pleasure to feature here on Close Up Radio Live. She'll be back tomorrow for part two. This is Jim Masters thanking you for your time this time. Till next time, we appreciate you being with us as well here on Close Up Radio Live. Stay tuned. I'll be back in 30 minutes with another fascinating guest to celebrate from around the world right here, exclusively on Close Up Radio Live. Bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television, Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.